Pearly shells from the ocean. Memories of happy days when I was young and had hair. The Limerick Blood Transfusion Service, after Christmas, two clinics to tell you about. The Wednesday after Christmas and the first Wednesday in January. At the Social Service Centre in Henry Street, between 7 and 9 p.m. on both Wednesdays. That's Wednesday the 28th of December and Wednesday the 4th of January, please God. Limerick Blood Transfusion Clinics at the Social Service Centre between 7 and 9 p.m. I have a letter from Clune Commons Castle, Connell, around 10:30, John, if you can, and again at lunchtime. I'll leave it for Mick Moore. It says, Dear Margaret and John, please wish Noel Ryan a very happy birthday. Noel is 8 tomorrow, the 24th. And John, would you wish his nana, Dinah Ryan, a happy birthday on the same day? And his brother David, a very happy birthday. David will be 10 on the 30th. And my husband, Noel, a very happy birthday on the 5th of January. What an expensive few weeks for the Ryans. All the birthdays coming together. Not to mention Christmas. Many thanks, John. The best of luck to you and Margaret and family in the new year. John, is there any chance you could play Michael Jackson? My three boys just love him. Love from Teresa Ryan and their brother Derek. John, we will all miss Radio Limney. The Ryans of Clune Commons love hugs, cuddles and kisses to all the birthdays. Nana and the lads and Daddy and all between this and the 5th of January. Michael Jackson. Some dancer, isn't he? Oh, he's some mover. Move it, Michael. Yeah. Can you hear his heart thumping now? Listen. That's his heart. From all the exertions.
I'm taxi? Old friends are best. Speedy Taxis. 318-84. Friendly 24-hour service. Reliable Speedy Taxis. 318-84. Furniture removals, local, national, or international, Pat Carey is your man at Lanarone Avenue, Corbally. For furniture removals, phone Pat Carey at 344-937. Let Foley's Nurseries, Mulcare Drive, Anacotti look after your garden. Everything you need for the garden. From Foley's Nurseries, Mulcare Drive, Anacotti, phone 336-443. Landscaping, maintenance, and a garden centre. Foley's Nurseries, 336-443. There's a great Christmas bonus from now till Christmas at Shannon Furniture and Carpets, Upper William Street and Sexton Street. All goods reduced between this and Christmas. Provident customers are welcome to the bonus. For furniture and carpets, Shannon Furniture and Carpets, Upper William Street and Sexton Street, Igaher Limney. It's out. Madden's Milk Christmas Gift Catalogue in full living colour. 100 free gifts, including 50 toys at low, low tokens for Christmas. Ask your milkman for a catalogue or call to the Madden's Milk Gift Shop in William Street, Limerick. Madden's Milk, best milk and best free gifts.
The Limerick Tribune. Listen to what people say about Limerick's new newspaper.
With the Tribune, they have a choice with colourful liberty of.
I thought the colour was superb.
The production of the paper is very impressive, and I really look forward to the sports section.
I think the paper is just fantastic.
Certainly very modern.
The Limerick Tribune, out every Thursday.
It is 18 minutes, almost to 11 o'clock. And I wasn't wrong about Sammy Sunshine. Guess who has arrived? Sammy Sunshine, would you believe it? Now, the paper said nothing about sunny spells, and RTE said nothing about sunny spells, but I had a feeling in my bones. I nearly said in my water, but I said in my bones I had a feeling. Speaking about water, still care the gum Dullamock. Welcome, Sammy Sunshine, and welcome a visitor. Hello. What's
Hi.
Your name?
Maria.
Maria, one half of my girls, and the other half can't be too far away, I'd say. Where's Karina?
Karina is out in the office.
In the office. Oh, excuse me. Doing the phone, no doubt. Helping Mammy and Auntie Olive.
Not really.
Maria, tell me this and tell me no more. What are you hoping to get from you-know-who tomorrow night?
I'm hoping to get a wrinkle pop and a few surprises.
Wrinkles?
Yeah, it's a popless.
Crystal was hoping for wrinkles as well. She told me. Or Crystal. Wrinkles, and I thought it was wrinkles on your face.
But you would.
She explained to me that is some kind of a puppet.
It's a dog with a bone, and it can be in a boy or a girl, and you stick your hand to its neck, and it's a puppet, and you can take out the bone as well if you want to.
The bone? Is it a real bone?
It's a bone made out of material and stuffed.
I see. If it was a real bone, I was going to suggest we could make soup out of it. If you get one, like. That's what you're hoping for. But you don't mind if you don't get it.
Well, I will be a tiny bit sad, but I wouldn't mind.
You'd be a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
Will you sing a song for Mammy?
Yeah.
Mammy Margaret. What will you sing?
Margarita.
Margarita. Oh, that's very appropriate. That's a big word, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you know what appropriate means?
No.
If I said that's very suitable, you'd know what that means, wouldn't you? Come here, your hair is lovely. Did you knit it yourself?
My hair?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought you knit it yourself. It is beautiful.
I know.
Go on, so. Sing Margarita for Mammy.
Mammy, this song is for you and it's called Margarita.
Lovely.
In September when the grapes are purple, Margarita, pick the grapes with me. There are silver bells upon her fingers, all the little birds come out to see. Ma bella Margarita, so beautiful to see. Le piede papetita, Margarita, treating grapes with me. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. In October when they fill the wine press, Margarita tread the grapes with me. Margarita has the feet of angels, all the little boys come out to see. Ma bella Margarita, so beautiful to see. Le piede papetita, Margarita treading grapes with me. When the snow is on the whisty sea.
Oh, sorry, love.
That part's too hard. It's a bit French.
It's in French.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, the other two verses were only gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I loved the ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, is it?
Yes.
That was lovely, Maria. Especially for Mammy.
Yes.
For Christmas.
Okay.
Any other news?
John, can I say hello to some of my friends if they're listening?
Certainly.
The Burks. I'd like to say hello to you if you're listening.
In alphabetical order, the Burks and the Creans, A, B, C.
Yes, and to the Keens in Gould of War, Nicola Keane and the others, and that's all.
Right, thank you Maria for the little visit, and happy Christmas to you, and I hope you get your wrinkles.
Thank you.
That's
bye
Maria. And a little song for Mama and a daisy. Pardon?
Happy Christmas
to me.
Yes.
I just say to Pet, early to bed tomorrow night. It's 12 and a half minutes to 11 o'clock. Much in demand, the Mulrooney sisters will have to get them back again. Meanwhile, we're going to Tullawajin for the crack.
In a pub in Tullawajin, at a party for Podgin, sure the crack, it was mighty one night. Guitars were clanging, pool balls were banging, and the knackers were roaring to fight. When the drinks finally hit him, says Pa Jean, let's get him. Then he made a mad rush across the floor. Well, the chairs started flying, and the old ones were crying. Then there came the loud knock on the door. Was the guard a chicane outside? Four big red faces, hot nails and braces, and the knackers were on to fight. Sure, the crack, it was mighty that night. Down at the station to bring tears to our nation, to see the cut of the boys. There was for Podgy and the boys from Tullawajin, and the knackers were all telling lies. At four in the morning, the sergeant was yawning when the final statement was read. With his two bleary eyes, after hearing such lies, well, he raised the big fish and he said, go home come now, get out of me sight. You're driving me crackers, you're nothing but knackers, and podging you'll pay for this night. Well, the crack, it was mighty that night. Down at the courthouse the next Tuesday morning, while the courtroom was packed back to back, there was poor Podgine and the boys from Tullawadgin and the knackers that started the crack. They were all fined a fiver by a judge called MacIver. Then he scratched the old bald head trying to think. Could bring tears to the snowman when he said, you can go, man. Then he seen them stampede for more drink. Over in the pub once again, there was poor Podgine and the boys from Tullawadgine, and the knackers were at it again. Well, the crack, it was mighty again. In Tullawadgine, should the crack never end.
It has overhead the old stand-in Clontarf Place, Snuffy's Restaurant, open from 10:30 in the mornings till 11 at night for snacks, morning coffees, midday meals, lunches, a la carte in the evenings, special rates for private bookings. Phone Ita at 317766. Night Mover Ladies Dress Hire is now open in Patrick Street alongside Tony Connolly's. Exclusive evening and bridal wear for a fraction of the purchase price. The largest selection of evening wear in Limerick, suitable for your Christmas parties, etc. Only at Night Mover Ladies Dress Hire in Patrick Street, right next door to Tony Connolly's Night Mover Ladies Dress Hire. Shannon Furniture are offering reduced prices on their full range of Navan carpets with free underlay and fitting till Christmas. 100 rolls of vinyl at half price. Get your kitchen covered for Christmas. 100 three-piece suites clearing at giveaway prices. Mahogany and bedroom furniture reduced to clear. Provident customers at sale prices. Free delivery. Have a happy Christmas with Shannon Furniture. Shannon Furniture and Carpets, Upper William Street and Sexton Street, Igaher, Limney. Taxi, old friends are best. Speedy Taxis, 318844, 24-hour friendly service. Old friends are best. Taxis, Speedy Taxis, 318844. For a complete electrical motor repair service, call to Electrical Rewind Services, Thomas Street and Roches Street. Phone 47444. Electrical Contracting and Maintenance. Main agents for Makita, Bosch, Kango, Black & Decker, Elu, DeWalt and all leading power tool makers. Collection and delivery service, 24 hours, 7-day operation. Electrical Rewind Services, 2324 Roches Street, 3839 Thomas Street. Phone 47444.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Doing the Christmas shopping? Then look no further than Dennis Moran's Men's and Boys Wear in William Street for a superb selection of knitwear, shirts, pants, jeans, suits, overcoats and casual jackets. For that special gift this Christmas, shop at Dennis Moran and Company, 58 William Street, Limerick.
And Dennis Moran's great winter sale. Whoops. Dennis Moran's great winter sale. I don't know what that noise was. Very strange. Will commence, please God, next Thursday, the 29th of December at 10 o'clock. Moran's of William Street, menswear and boyswear. Great winter sale. Next Thursday, we had a visit from Maria, half of my girls. The other half, I'd say, is maybe hiding. Is there anybody there?
Yes.
There is. I can't see anybody. Oh, I see you. Hello, what's your name?
Karina.
Karina, as if I didn't know. Well, how are you?
Fine, thank you, John.
Maria is hoping for knuckles. Is it a knuckles?
What's a knuckle. Or wrinkles.
Wrinkles, sorry. Knuckles. I'm dying awfully, you just... Knuckles. Maria's hoping for a wrinkles, not a knuckles. And what are you hoping for, Het?
A big surprise.
What kind of a surprise?
A wrinkles pop as well.
As well? These wrinkles appear to be very popular. All looking for wrinkles. You'll have wrinkles when you're older. You'll be trying to get rid of them with creams and things like oil of Yule. You're looking very serious. Are you going to perform?
Yeah.
Are you? Oh, goody. You're going to sing a song as well? Maria sang Margarita, drink ye wine with me. I remember we used to sing the Grand Old Duke of York. He had a knife and fork. Remember that?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing that now?
No.
What are you going to give us?
Lullaby, Brahms.
Brahms, lullaby. Excuse me. That's for Mammy.
Yeah, and right. Olive.
And Olive.
And you and Maria.
And me.
Yeah.
And Maria. Right, so come here. I'd want to close the door, wouldn't I? Or will you sing with the door open?
Close it.
You close it. Go on over, so close it there. Because this, I mean, it's Bram's lullaby. We don't want any shouting and roaring. Because we could all be asleep after the lovely Bram's lullaby. Her eyeglass. Marshina Colleen.
Roses whisper good night. Need silvery light. Asleep in the dew. They hide from our view, and when the dawn peepeth through, God will wake them and you. And when the dawn peepeth through, God will wake them and you. Slumber sweetly, my dear, for angels are near. As they watch over you this silent night through, and to bear you above to the dreamland of love, and to bear you above to the dreamland of love.
Beautiful. Bram's lullaby with words. They're special words that were put to it. Because when that came out first, it was a long time before you were born, it was just music. Kind of la da dee da da da. Karina, that was only gorgeous.
Thanks.
Did you learn that at school?
Yes.
Beautiful. Bram's lullaby. And what's the other name you have for it? Roses or
whisper
something?
Good night.
Roses whisper good night. Beautiful. Any other news?
No.
No. That's it, so.
Oh, can I say hello to Mammy, Olive, Eugene, Claire, and Barry, and Christopher.
Hurrah.
Eugene.
And all the gang.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas and peaceful New Year. And we'll wish you the same, Karina.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas and peaceful New Year.
Same
hope you
to
get
you.
Your hope you get your wrinkles. That's two wrinkles, Santa Claus. Ow, Santa, if you're up there listening, two wrinkles. You don't care what colour or anything else. Just so long as they're wrinkles. Hey. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year to Nora and Jimmy Wallace of Bruff. Request is from all the family. At 2 minutes to 11 o'clock. You're gasping for waltz, so am I.
When all the world was summer dreams and bands played on the pier, Dunleary was so decadent, and the Queen came over here. When foreign dispatches red like rain, when Granda was a fusilier and he waltzed on borrowed time, he went wedding day, when they walked beneath the sabre arch and they waltzed the night away. They went waltzing, waltzing, waltzing on borrowed time. When Granda was a fusilier and he waltzed on borrowed
on borrowed time. Willie Philpott, I could hear singing that. How are you, Willie? 11:02 it is, Sammy, sunshine beaming down on Radio Limneyland, Friday, December 23. Who would believe it?
For electrical bargains, call into Bernie Clifford Electrical, 30 Wickham Street, phone 47156. See what candy can do for you. Automatic washers from 229. Washer dryers from 399, microwaves from 139, combination microwaves from 399, fridge freezers from 195, and a large range of small appliances in stock. Bernie Clifford, agent for Candy, Leck, Hot Point, Electrolux, Philips, Novum, etc. Bernie Clifford Electrical, 30 Wickham Street, for bargains for Christmas. Call in or phone Bernie at 47156. And between now and Christmas, Hartman Jewellers at 2 Patrick Street, Limerick, will give you 25% off all stock. Yes, 25% off at Hartman Jewellers, 2 Patrick Street, Limerick. Have a happy Christmas at Hartman Jewellers. It's Spates of Lower Henry Street for all your Christmas shopping. And Francis Spate and Sons of Lower Henry Street offer you free parking for 2 hours with any cash purchase of £20 or over. Don't forget the car park hours, 9 in the morning until 7 at night. And on behalf of their staff, Spates would like to wish their customers, old and new, a very happy Christmas and prosperous new year. Francis Spate and Sons, Lower Henry Street, Limerick. Spades have gifts for everyone for Christmas. Come on down to Bedford Row to Nancy Lawless, the Interflora florist, for your Christmas presents. Beautiful plants, dried flower arrangements, fresh flowers, etc. And get your presents sent worldwide through Interflora. Nancy Lawless, Bedford Row, your Interflora florist. Phone 312-666. Ladies, Christmas shopping can be made easier. The ladies' shop at Adela, William Street, has the perfect range of fashions to suit all tastes and pockets. Large selection of Irish labels to choose from, and you'll be pleasantly surprised at the price. So, If you want to make Christmas shopping easier on yourself and your pocket, it's the Ladies' Shop upstairs at Adela in William Street. For a perfect Christmas this year, call to Dick Duffesey's in Honan's Quay opposite Dunn Stores. When you buy a 24-inch Luxar remote control flat-screen 55-channel satellite TV with stand, you get, absolutely free, a magnificent Telefunken stereo radio cassette, 40 watts output, with detachable speakers value £100. Free Christmas turkey with televisions purchased in December, remote control TVs from only £3.69 weekly, and a large selection of audio and video in stock at unbelievable prices. For the perfect Christmas, Dick Duffesey, TV and video, Honan's Quay, opposite Dunn Stores, Limerick.
Ray of hope flickers in the sky, and Sammy Sunshine is flickering. He's doing more than flickering. He's beaming, I'm glad to say. 'Tis just after 11:05. Time for me to be going. The last snap, crackle and pop coming to a conclusion at Radio Limni on Clár Deireanach. Radio Limni in its present form will be no more after tonight. Alfie, sometime early tomorrow morning, we'll close down for the last time with a few bars of Dennis Allen's Limerick, You're a Lady, and Aurán na Bhfian, our national anthem, late tonight or possibly early tomorrow morning. And Frawley John will not be back with Snap, Crackle and Pop next week, or the week after, or the month after, or the month after that. But hopefully, I imagine round about March or April or May or June or sometime next year, we might. There is every possibility. It's not probable, but there is a possibility that they could be foolish enough to license this lunatic to allow me to pollute the airwaves again. Well, when we started about 10 years back, the objective was to restore sanity to the airwaves, a very grand objective from one as insane as myself. It was a fairly strange objective, but despite that, I think we managed to remove a lot of the nonsense and the rubbish that we were being forced to listen to 10 years ago. On every station you turned on, all you heard were jingles, machine guns, oh, it was terrible noise altogether, wasn't it? So I think we helped in restoring a bit of sanity to the airwaves over the 10 years. And you helped too, the best listeners in Europe. No doubt about that. And to thank you all individually would be impossible. I'd be here till Christmas. I'd be here till the new year. So I won't mention any names except for three. Three people whom I feel are entitled to one special thank you from myself. And there are three girls, three of my girls, and they are Madeline Franklin, Olive Boland, and Margaret O'Connor. Olive and Margaret, sisters, daughters of the late Peggy, and the present Matt O'Connor, you might be listening. Your Olive and your Margaret, an absolute credit to yourself and Peggy, Lord have mercy on her. And what can I say about Olive and Margaret? I'll say it in a minute. I want to thank, first of all, Madeline Franklin, who has the misfortune to be married to my brother, Brendan, who's as bad as me. And Madeline Franklin, despite having four young girls of her own to rear, found the time and the love to look after so well my late mam and my late dad. Here's where I crack up for a sec, excuse me. Come on now, John, pull yourself together, you're 50 years of age. Madeline, thank you for love and human Christianity above and beyond the call of any duty. And Olive came along a few years ago and said, I'll give Margaret a hand, because Margaret was overworked, inundated, running the whole show, because I wasn't in any fit state for quite a while to run anything. And Margaret put me back on my feet and straightened me out over the past 5 years. And Margaret suffered and told no one. And God knows what Margaret put up with on the phone and in the streets and on the buses from so-called holy Catholics for crimes that she did not commit. But she took it all. It did mean we had to leave Limerick, sad to say, for to get a bit of peace and quiet, we had to move from our native town. But in spite of all that, Olive and Margaret together, what a team. Olive came in to help out and saw the pressure that Margaret was under, and myself, as I say, wasn't too good. And Olive, again, a thank you to you, Olive, again, for loyalty and love and work and devotion above and beyond the call of any duty. Some people just happen to have it. People like Madeleine Franklin and Olive Boland and Margaret O'Connor. That remind you of, what is it, the saying, no greater love can any man have than he lay down his life for his friends. Happy Christmas, Lockie. You have your memories too. That's the great Lockie, Martin Lockie McLaughlin, coming in to shake hands. Aye, happy memories we all have. Olive, thank you for looking after Margaret and myself when things were pretty tough. So tough that I wouldn't dream of telling you any of the details, just to say that we survived it. And we just pity those out there in Radio Limney Land, those sick people who can cause so much hurt and so much torment for others, with no thought for anyone but themselves. But not so Madeleine and Olive and Margaret. All they ever think about are others, as far as I'm concerned. And thanks, Madeleine, and thanks, Olive. And last, but by no means least, my Margaret. Margaret, God bless you. And thank you, my love, for saving this fella from God knows what. Where would I be today only for having met Margaret about 5 years ago, when I was all alone and lonesome, with nowhere to sleep and very little to eat. Didn't want anything to eat anyway. I was drinking too much. But thanks be to God, Margaret happened upon me one night when I was all alone. No wife, no family, no ma. And Margaret said, you look a bit lost. And I said, yeah. I didn't know Margaret from Adam. She said, you look a bit lost. She didn't know who I was either, just that it was a fella in trouble. And that was that. From that moment, I said to myself, that's a nice girl, whoever she is. And later on, I found out who she was. A daughter of Peggy and Matt. And boy, am I grateful that I met Margaret that night, and that she said, you look a bit lost. Thank you, Margaret, my love. Anything I have, I owe you. And in the short time that you knew my father, well, they were just soulmates. Soulmates, my father and Margaret. And just a pity that Margaret wasn't around while my mother was alive, because I'm sure herself and my mother would have got on just famously, because Margaret is that kind of girl who just loves and looks for nothing in return. Another pause for another ball. Back in a sec. Hi, Frawley, you're flying it. I'm nearly finished now. My late father, to see Margaret looking after my dad the way she did, along with Madeleine, well, they made my father's last days so very happy. And my father was like myself, very odd, very cranky, But he gave Margaret his washing, and as no one ever saw his washing, but he gave it to Margaret because he knew that she loved him. That the three people I want to mention, there are thousands more that I owe thanks to, but as I say, I just single out those three very special people: Madeline Franklin Frawley, Olive Boland O'Connor, and Margaret O'Connor, my Margaret. Thank you, my loves, my Margaret especially. And thank you, the best listeners in Europe, for your patience and tolerance, constant cooperation with Radio Limni over the years. I don't know if ever we'll be back. Maybe we will. If not, who knows? We might wind up on various stations here or there. You never know. We'll be looking for jobs in the new stations anyway, if we don't get one for ourselves. So God is good that we might talk again, or that you might be forced to listen again to John the Man, as I have been known for quite some time. That's my goodbye, and God bless, and happy and peaceful Christmas and New Year to you all out there. Even the ones who hurt us, we wish you peace and happiness in the New Year. And don't switch off, because Margaret is standing by to bring us lovely music while you work until lunchtime, and the usual programmes then: Mick Moore at lunchtime, and Don Murray, Regan's Rambles tonight after the sports. And Alfie will close it down sometime tonight or tomorrow morning for the last time. So from John Patrick Lawrence, Mary Peter Frawley, it's bye-bye and God bless. Stay tuned for the Mulrooney Sisters, much in demand. We'll have the bridal hanging on the wall, and then you'll have Margaret and her music while you work. From Frawley, John, bye, God bless. Mind yourselves, and who knows, God is good for the future.
Yeah.